The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Leprokoto kabaraba ikakabaya, bali karanto kazi pratako shakabaya, ibeleke reba zukutu kabaya kata, lebebeke teke barokutu kabante, wala reba zukutu kutukubu ileba shikite ke barokutu kabante, o libratu kazi bayata.
Yes,
le baba rakata kaba ita le besheke boroko toko bite ke baya. Lord, we thank you, 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 we thank you. We thank you, 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 we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you, 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 we thank you. We exalt you, we uplift you, we glorify your name. We worship you, O Lord.
Yes,
we say,
Lord,
you are God. Lord, you are King.
Name.
Lord, you
we
are worthy to be praised.
You
are worthy to be exalted.
For your
faithfulness and your love for us.
We celebrate you.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Ipapa rakata kaba italabasha. Ipapa papa rakata kaba ya. Barikata kaba italabasha. Ibalaka rababa kata kaba ya. Ile papa rakata kaba ya kata kaba ya. Ile papa rokutu kaba ya. Ile papa lokutu kaba rabasu kaba sha.
Ile papa rakata kaba italabasha. Ile papa rakata Thank you, Lord, for the gift of health. We appreciate you, 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 we appreciate you take all the worship, Lord. Take all the testimony of your glory.
We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you this morning. We worship you. 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 We worship you.
We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you.
Ile papa rakata kaba, ile papa itakabaya, ile prokoto kabaya kata kabaya.
We declare the blood. We are.
Our Father, we are so grateful unto you. We are so thankful unto you for your goodness and your mercy. Father, we celebrate you. Father, you are very much aware that we don't have any human language to actually express our thanksgiving unto you. So, Father, please Receive our limited language, Lord. Receive our limited language. For you know the depth of our hearts that we want to say thank you. That it is you. What are we without you? What have we achieved without you? What can we achieve without you? Father, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Father, 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 we say thank you. And as a celebration of our thank you, we promise to live lives that will please you. We promise to exercise faith. We promise to sacrifice. We promise to serve. We promise, O God, we promise, Father, help us. We are so grateful. From the beginning, you have kept us alive. You have kept us healthy and fit. Even some of the challenges you permitted those challenges in our lives to reveal a dimension of yourself to us. Because it is only through challenges that you reveal a dimension of yourself, a dimension of your power, a dimension of your glory, a dimension of your grace. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. Father, yes, your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. You have allowed us to go through many things, but they are all in your plans for us. To build our faith, to build us up, and to reveal, oh God, a dimension of you to us. We thank you, we bless you. We exalt you and uplift you. Father, this morning, as we come before you to thank you, to break for a month, we know that by the time we shall return, we are returning with loads of testimonies, loads of testimonies, loads of testimonies. Thank you for everyone that is online. And thank you for those who will be joining. We are grateful for the network and the platform. We say, hallelujah, be to your name. Thank you, Father, we pray. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you precious sons and daughters of God. Through Abraham and through Jesus Christ. Beloved, I welcome you to the sixth day of November 2023. Today is the sixth day of November 2023. Sixth day of November 2023 in the year of our Lord. We thank the Lord for bringing us this far. November is remember for reward, remembrance for reward, remembrance for escape, for exemption, for exit, for entry, for elevation, for execution. November is remembrance for the e-laws. But remember that November is also a month of chaos and disorder. So November is not a month to play around. November is a month to actually set your 2024. I thank God that the Lord said the 100 days has really set our 2024. I can see the hand of God in these 100 days. Yes. So once again, I say resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you. And I say, welcome to Power for Today. Power for Today is coming your way. As usual, from Destiny House Podcast, of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Mercy, located at Kotobabi, down near Ebony Hotel. Beloved, this morning, the Lord has enabled you and I to live. Beloved, it is by grace, and it will always be by grace. We thank the Lord and we glorify the Lord. We thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Beloved, the Lord that has kept us will continue to keep us. I can really see the hand of God in these 100 days. I never knew that on the 8th of November is exactly the 100 days. Wednesday coming is exactly the 100 days. And you know, because we gave Sunday school 3 days. Oh my God. That's why we are also extending it Thursday, Friday, and Sunday we celebrate. So you see, everything is just with perfect. Oh my God, Holy Ghost. Everything is just perfect. Oh, we thank the Lord. This morning, I just want to share on the theme, the covenant has made me a living testimony. The covenant has made me a living testimony. The covenant has made you a living testimony. Beloved, you are a living testimony. Amen. I say you are a living testimony. Amen. In fact, let me look for the scripture where Isaiah said, I and my children are for signs and wonders. I and my children are for signs and wonders. Isaiah 8:18. The meaning of signs and wonders is that you are a living testimony. That's all. To be a sign and a wonder is that you are a living testimony. And a living testimony is somebody about whom people never thought that you will make it. People never thought that something good can happen. In fact, you have been written off and there is no way you are faced with a situation that people don't face and come out. Somebody should write it down for me. Being a sign and wonder simply means you are a living testimony. Being a sign and a wonder, according to Isaiah 8:18, simply means you are what? A living testimony. Write that down. Being a sign and wonder, according to Isaiah 8:18, simply means you are a living testimony. And what is a living testimony? A living testimony simply means, write it, a living testimony simply means you have faced what people face and don't survive and survive. You face the things that people face and don't survive, but you have survived. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My mind is just going on something. You have faced what people face and never survive, but you have faced it and survived. That makes you a living testimony. You have faced what people face and don't survive. Hey, this person went through this. Oh, this person went through this. Oh, this thing happened to this person who never survived. So you are a living testimony because, right, you are a living testimony because you have faced what people don't survive and survive. Put it that way. Say, I am a living testimony, or you are a living testimony because you have faced what people can't survive and yet you survive. You have faced What people can't survive, and yet you survived. Beloved, you will survive whatever you are going through.
Amen.
Look, because of the covenant, I am coming there. You are a survivor.
Amen.
I say you are a survivor. You are a right in that, because of the covenant, you are a survivor.
Amen.
See yourself as a survivor. Look, what people face and they don't survive. You, because you have the eternal covenant backing you, you face it and do what? And survive.
Amen.
You will survive.
Amen.
Because you are a survivor.
Yes, Lord.
And you know, you are a survivor because you have the eternal covenant backing you. The eternal covenant backing you. You are a survivor, write it. I am a survivor because I have the eternal covenant backing me. I am a survivor because, not survival, survive. S-U-R-V-I-V-O-R, V-O-R, survivor. Someone who has survived, not survivor, not V-A-L. V-O-R, someone who has survived. See, what makes you a survivor? Because of the eternal covenant. Because of the backing of the eternal covenant. Write it down. Say, I am a survivor because of the backing. Because of the backing. I'm also writing, I am a survivor. I am a survivor. You see, these words are from the Holy Spirit. Oh. So that's why I say write them down, because they are not from me. I am a survivor because of the backing. Because of the backing of the eternal covenant. I am a survivor because of the backing of the eternal covenant. Because of the backing of the eternal covenant. I am a survivor. Yes, Mama Lucy, you wrote it well. Perfect. Perfect. I am a survivor because of the backing, because of the eternal covenant. That's okay. Or because of the backing of eternal covenant. Because of the backing of the eternal covenant. Beloved, these words are Holy Spirit words. Let me tell you something. I don't want to say this. Otherwise, like time passed, people will begin to take me too serious. I thank God that my wife sees me as the husband. But I tell you, she doesn't joke with me. Gladys doesn't play with my words. She plays my message every, that's the only thing she plays. 90%. She plays. Reading through the notes, the messages. Why? Because she has seen that even though this man is my husband, he's a different person. He's a spiritual man. Even though this man is my husband, I shouldn't play with him. He has told me before. Say, look, you don't know what God tells me about you. You don't know. I don't joke with you. I don't play with you. I am very careful. I don't want to give you trouble. Because if I give you trouble, God will give me trouble. And she doesn't give me trouble. Now, why am I saying this? Beloved, I am nobody. I am not saying I beg you. Don't take me as a God. No. Jesus should be your everything. Take me as a channel. I am just a channel. I am leading you and linking you. That's all. Jesus is your main shepherd.
Amen.
Jesus is your Lord. He came to die for you. Why do I say this? Yesterday, we just received a testimony. You see, when I'm standing there and words are coming out of me, look, sometimes myself, sometimes when I come and see that, I say, God. So, this thing, so God. I mean, and I'm saying this thing, nobody is coming forward to say anything. God, are these just words? At the crossover, when we're holding hands. You know, I just said that somebody is having chest pain.
Yes.
Chest pain in the middle here. The chest pain is gone. Do you know that last night a lady just sent a testimony when we arrived from church? An audio, we were all listening. He said, "Mama, we shouldn't joke with Papa's words. We shouldn't joke with that man's words. Who? Mama, for some weeks now, I have been having severe chest pains. I have gone for medical checkups. They have checked me. They gave me medication. They couldn't find me. They gave me some. Mama, every day the pains are increasing. I don't know what to do to myself. But on Tuesday when we came for the crossover, I didn't even want to come. But I found myself, I said, crossover, I will not miss it. I will never miss it. A friend of mine called me to check up on me. I said, I'm going to say, hey, you are sick? You, I came to see. You are, say, yes, I can't miss it. Even if I go and God wants me to die there, it's good to die in the house of the Lord. So in pain, she came. Then when Pastor said we should hold hands, in our holding of hands, as we pray, then Pastor said, somebody with chest pains is gone. He said, immediately Pastor said that I didn't see anything again. I think she got sleep. All that she saw was that people were holding her up. That was the next moment. People were holding her. While she was standing among those who she was holding hands, she was just sleep. All that she saw was that people were lifting her. And even as she was standing there with hands held, pain, severe pain. But immediately I said those words, and she fell. And she got up. She said, Mama, from Tuesday crossover till today, Sunday, I'm sending you this message. No pain. Everything has disappeared at that very moment. Now, do you know why Jesus is a sign and a wonder? Because Jesus survived death. Jesus survived death. Jesus survived death. Do you know, Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, I owe you an offering for this. The Lord Jesus just reminded me. Say, do you know why I resurrected Lazarus after 4 days? Because that is what I am going to do to myself. What the Father is going to do to me was what I did to Lazarus. But Lazarus, one day was added to show the complete impossibility. By me, God promised me 3 days. Jesus survived death. He rose up and is still alive. A city at the right hand side of the Father. Beloved, let me say this to you again. You are a survivor because you have the backing of the eternal covenant. You are a survivor because you have the backing of the eternal covenant. You are a survivor. You are a survivor. Because you have the backing of the eternal covenant. Because you have the backing of the eternal covenant. Now, let me say this. You are a survivor, and you will continue to be a survivor all the time. Amen. Look, let me tell you, witches are disappointed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Satan is disappointed. Occultists are disappointed. Amen. Your agents are disappointed. Yes, family witchcraft, they are disappointed. Look, wherever they are located, they are already disappointed. They are already disappointed. Look, when it comes to you, look, you are a trap. I say what? You are a trap. Anybody that is wasting time on you, look, Satan is wasting time. I'm telling you, Satan is doing what? Wasting time. He is wasting time on you. Because of the eternal covenant, Satan is wasting time. But you see, most of the time, let me say this. Please, 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 I am going to address this. It is becoming too real to me. And I am surprised that you, congregation, you are beginning to make my work very, very, very easy. Do you know how you are making my work easy? I am now getting to know that all that I'm preaching is not changing you. You are yourself. All the problems you are having is yourself. Is yourself. Is what? Yourself. And that has helped me a lot. Those days when I wake up in the night with Gladys, before we pray, we would discuss people. Why is this person married delaying? Why is this person sick? Why is this situation? Why this? Why that? Why that? We would talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. God, please, why? So in the talking like that, then we enter prayer. Now we don't do that. We don't do that because what God is showing us is like saying, my servant, rest. My servant, you have done what you can do and you are still doing. Rest. It is the people themselves. Look, yesterday I went to Brekusu and as I was returning, I went and preached. When I finished and I sat down, the Lord started speaking to me about a situation that we are handling right now. A situation with one of our very good women in the church who is falling sick, rushing to hospital, this, that, and oh my God, because I love the family, it is becoming a bother to me. God, why? What at all is happening? I've gone to the house to take a prophetic action. What at all is happening, Lord? Always rushing to hospital. Is there anything that the blood, is there anything that the blood cannot conquer? Why? After I finished prayer breakfast and I sat down, the Lord said, it's the people themselves. It's the people themselves. The kind of lifestyle they want to live and that particular situation. God created you and gave you a body. Every blood group has a kind of food that goes with it. You, because you want to please your husband, so you want to look slim. When God gave you a body, not that you should overgrow. No, no. You manage it. But you don't overmanage it. And the Lord said to me, that's what is going on in the church. Husbands still want their wives to look lean. Like the way they marry them. Look, I thank God. I will not be around to bury you. The thing God showed me, people that are on the way to die. Yesterday, I had to confess. I said, God, have mercy. We are using our own minds. We are listening to people. Look, yesterday God told me some things. Eh? He said, most of these weight reducing therapies that have come, they are for death. When you do this, you lose weight. God was telling me that they are doing everything to reduce world population. World population through something food. How do we call it? Those food that are grown by genetic something. Genetic modification. Look, many things. It is for reduction of population. It's to cause people not to live long. I'm telling you, I've never told my wife that she's growing too fat. I've never told her. She has someone should get to a point, say, let me check. Yes, I am not saying that overeat and over. No, but God has given you a body, a form. Be in that form. Maintain that form. Just maintain it. Maintain it. I say, that's why these days I look at some of the ladies. They are just becoming caricature. I'm telling you, caricature. Losing their beauty just because the husband wants a slim. This lady has a body when she was here around. This lady, today when you look at her, even the buttocks is gone. The buttocks, everything. I say, what is happening? What is happening? You see what your husbands are doing to you. Let me tell you, look at the beauty in the spiritual, not the beauty outward. Not the beauty outward. Look, the body is going to rot one day. The body is going to die and rot. But your spirit needs your body to live. Oh, look, the moment your body becomes weak, you don't know. I can't say some things here. Yesterday, I was crying. I said, God, save this situation for me. Please, save this situation. I can't lose this person. Save this situation. Save this situation. I can't lose. Please, I beg you, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. We are no more in tune with the Holy Spirit. And when the Lord was speaking to me and we entered the car, I wasn't talking. The person driving me just began to talk. Daddy, I think the devil is trying to destroy us. The devil is trying to destroy us through our lifestyle. Look, I was quiet and I was shocked because I haven't said anything. This person almost repeated, I think the angel that spoke to me entered into the person. And the person repeated almost word for word. Look, when I look at a person like Babina, look at her body. I like her body. Madam Babi, my own Babi, look at her. I like her body. Look at Dorcas. I like her body. Look at Ellen. Look at maintain. That is the body God gave you. Try to do something a little about it that you are. You will see what will happen to you. You may not recover. There is a situation now. I am just crying as I'm talking right now. You can sense in my voice as if I should cry. That God, please give another chance. Give another chance. Otherwise, you will not hear good news. What? I don't know. You look at people. Me, I don't eat this again. Me, so and so again. Look, blood group O. When you carry blood group O, you have to eat meat. Meat. Meat is very good for blood group O. In our house, my blood is B positive. She's blood group O. We know the things we eat, and we eat them well. We eat them what? Well. So we are healthy. We are taking food supplements. We are taking some other things, supplements, to keep ourselves. We are not doing any body managing. Yes, we do exercise. In fact, the things God told me, I was shocked. I was shocked. And you know, when I got to the office, I received a call. I will mention. A young man is an MP. Yes, who has taken me as a father from my former church. When I was there, he was a Royal Ranger boy. And the wife, too, was a wife. I think when I left there, he was about, when I left my former church, I think he was about 15 years or so. And the wife also, the same age, I mean, they come, I play with them and all that. And I know that the wife has been in hospital. I've been there twice to pray. And you know, the wife is on dialysis. When you hear that word dialysis, anybody who has been on dialysis, if God hasn't come in 5 years, they only have 5 years to live. 5 years they die. 5 years. 5 years. And then, because I know the situation, but then, because God spoke this thing to me, when he called me, I said, you see, this is the message God gave. He said, Papa, Papa, pray for us. I am number one. Papa, it is true. I won't mention the name. When I mention, you know that you have been hearing that your man. Papa, yes. Papa, how do you know this? God spoke to you. Papa, God spoke to you because of me. Papa, please pray for God's mercy. I've been telling my wife, don't be like this. Be this shape. Be like this. Be like this. So there are many things my wife doesn't eat. There are many things so and so. And all of a sudden, we don't know what happened. She started falling sick, this and this and this. I say, you see now, who is paying? Who is paying for dialysis? Who is paying for it? You see now, if God doesn't come in, the next 5 years, you are going to lose her. You see now? You see? You see what you people are doing to yourselves? I did developmental theology in my PhD. My PhD, I did developmental theology. Developmental theology is let things be what God made them to be. Finish. Everything natural, let it be how God wants it to be. Only modify it, not negatively. Look, where the river is, don't go and build across the river if you don't want a problem. Some people have big bones. They have a body. Maintain that body. Don't reduce that body. Just maintain it. Maintain it, that's all. Some people, I was asking somebody, can you increase your height? He said, no. Then why are you reducing your naturally built body? Why are you reducing it? Just to please your husband. Just to please somebody. And now when I look at people, people are just becoming caricatures. I will ask Gladys, what is happening to this person? Hey, look at, even the bottles are gone. Hey, no beauty again. Why? Just because they are managing. They are managing. Who told you? You are dying. You are dying. This is the time you should build your body. Man, look, come on, let's continue. After today, I am going to break. So you can't get me, you can't get my voice for the next 1 month. Can't get my voice for the next month. Now I understand. I understand, my God. Lord, I thank you. I won't worry again. Hey! People are carrying certain mindsets, listening to people. Hey, and so me this, Charlie, when you get to this age, so and so, has God told you that? That is somebody's mindset. As look, let me tell you, look, sometimes they will prepare food. I will go and sit down. I will just hear, don't eat this. Or reduce this. Or eat to this. I am telling you, I will hear. The Holy Spirit is managing my food. I will just tell them, this week, I am not taking this. So, that's how the Holy Spirit lives with us. He is interested in what we eat because he needs our body to live in and work through. The Holy Spirit needs your body to live in and work through. Some of you, before your husband will appear, you have destroyed yourself. I'm telling you. You have destroyed your beauty. Who told you? There is a man who loves you the way you are, your form. There is a man who is looking for a woman just like that. but you are listening to people. Hey, Charlie, you need to do yourself like, look, that is where elementary witchcraft, they work. They distort you. They distort you. Look at what husbands are doing to their wives. Ah! And wives too. Eh, I want to maintain myself so that my husband will not, he will bury you early. Your husband will bury you. Yes. Not that you shouldn't maintain yourself. What are you maintaining yourself with? What are you maintaining yourself with? How are you maintaining yourself? How are you maintaining yourself? What are you maintaining yourself with? That's the thing. Don't over maintain yourself. Now, when you read Joshua chapter 21 verse 45, and then we pray. Joshua 21. You see, God is allowing me to say this because we are blaming God too much. We are blaming witches too much. We are blaming things too much. When it is ourselves. Even this one I'm saying, look, let me tell you, the greatest blessing God has given to you is what? Your will, human will. But it is also the greatest burden. I won't say curse. It's the greatest burden. Your will. Oh. Hey, look, God will never bypass your will. God will never do what? Bypass your will. No. God will never bypass your will. God will never bypass your will. So even what I'm saying right now, if you will not to receive it, it is your will. It is your will. Your will is very, very powerful. God will never bypass your will. Yes. God will never bypass your will. You will and die. Yes. Yesterday I was talking to Gladys. I thank God that I will not be around to bury people. Because my days around, I know, even though people want me to live longer, I mean, to stay very long, I not live. As for live, I will live. But I want to go away and be myself. Yes. I want to surprise everybody. Yes. The next person will come and bury you. I am so annoyed about what God told me and the confirmations I am receiving. My God. Ah, what kind of man are you? Making your wives. Hey, you still look, marry inner beauty, not outward beauty. Stop looking at other women's shapes. And you want your wife to be the same. You want your wife to be the same. You want your wife to be the same. Men, you want your wife to be the same. So, because your wife doesn't want you to get attracted to any other woman, because some women, they've made themselves, look, that is lust. That is the flesh. Be satisfied with your wife. Be satisfied with your wife. Because she's the one with whom you are in covenant. Take your mind off other women. Accept your wife as she is. And don't put pressure on her. Yes. Women too. I am not saying that women should live. But, no. I'm not saying that they should live. That, no. Oh, I don't know. Somebody, I hope you understand what I'm saying. It is clear. Manage yourself. But don't overmanage. Don't overplease your husband. Leave him. Leave him. Don't overplease him. Leave him. Leave him. Don't overplease him. Leave him. Otherwise, you will die. He will bury you. Look, when your husband buries you, immediately you marry another woman. You think men, cool. You think men live like that? Oh, men, at even pastors, now, when they lose their husband, 1 year they marry. Their wives. 1 year they marry. Even 1 year they marry. 1 year they marry. 1 year they marry. When you read Joshua chapter 21, verse 45, there failed not out of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. All came to pass. None of the promises that God made to the house of Israel, I mean, failed. None of the promises that God made to the house of Israel failed. Look, I am breaking on this. I am going to address this in the house. I am going to meet the men separately, meet the women separately. Cut down your lust for women and be satisfied with your wife. Be satisfied with your wife. Take your wife the way. Look, my wife. Look, I like her the way she is. Oh, yes, she has changed. She wasn't the way I married her. There is no day. Yes, I have made a few this thing. Oh, if you can check it, that's okay. But those things are not things that will put any pressure on her. Don't put pressure. There is a need for us to manage ourselves, but not overmanage. Not overmanage. Let me tell you, some women outside there, it is their profession to catch people's husband. If they want a particular man, they will study to know what the man needs, and they will put themselves in that shape to just catch the man. After they have cut the man and over enjoyed the man, they go back to their whatever. I'm telling you. So you, your wife, if you also want to just be like, leave your man alone. No. Leave him alone. If you die today, the next time is marry another one. Men don't stay long. Joshua chapter this thing again. I am going to find time to address this. I am saying this before I go on break. Joshua chapter 21 verse 45. Let me read it again in the NIV. Not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed. Everyone was fulfilled. Joshua 23:14. Now I am about to go the way of all the earth, you know, with all your heart, and so that not one of all the good promises the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. Amen. Amen. Now, let me make this statement. Do you know what keeps God to his promises? It is a covenant. The covenant is what keeps God to hold his promises. The covenant is what God keeps God, is what keeps God to his promises. So the covenant is going to keep God to his promises to you. I say the covenant is going to keep God to his promises. The covenant is going to keep God to his promise. Somebody should write that. It is the covenant that keeps God to his promises. So nothing but the covenant. The covenant is what keeps God to his promises. And the covenant is going to keep God to his promises. That is why you are a sign and a wonder. That's why the covenant has made you a living testimony. The covenant has made you what? A living testimony. Beloved, you are going to testify. Amen. I say you are going to testify. Amen. You are going to testify. Amen. You are going to testify. I say you are going to testify. Amen. You are going to testify. Amen. Your testimony has already been cooked by the covenant. Amen. Your testimony has already been cooked by the covenant. Hallelujah. Somebody should write, your testimony has already been cooked by the covenant. Amen. Your testimony has already been cooked by the covenant. Your testimony has been cooked and about to be delivered. Your testimony has been cooked and about to be delivered. Your testimony has been cooked by the covenant and is about to be delivered. Your testimony has been cooked by the covenant and is about to be delivered. Your testimony has been cooked by the covenant and is about to be delivered. Your covenant has been cooked by the covenant and is about to be delivered. Your testimony has been cooked by the covenant and is about to be delivered. Let's thank the Lord right now. Father, we thank you. Let's just thank the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your covenant. We celebrate you for your covenant. We are grateful unto you, O Lord. Marama Antali Beshe. Father, we bless you for your covenant. We thank 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 you for the covenant. The covenant that keeps you to your promises. The covenant that keeps you connected to your promises. It is the covenant. It is the covenant. Lord, it is the covenant that is keeping you to your promises. Yes, Lord, we thank you for your covenant.
It is a covenant.
We thank you for your covenant. We thank you for your covenant. We thank you for your covenant. We thank you for your covenant.
We thank you for the eternal covenant. We thank you for the eternal covenant. We thank you for the eternal covenant.
We thank you for
the eternal covenant.
We thank you for the eternal covenant. We thank you for the eternal covenant. We thank you for the eternal covenant. Thank you for the eternal covenant. We 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 thank you for the eternal covenant. Rakatakaba rakatakabaya.
The covenant that you have with us. For which you
gave your son Jesus to shed his
blood. We thank you for the eternal covenant. We thank you for the eternal covenant. We thank you for the eternal covenant. Daddy, we thank you for the eternal covenant. We thank you for the eternal covenant. Lord, we thank you for the eternal covenant.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, thank you for this word to me. The Holy Spirit was just telling me that this thing that men and husbands are, the pressure they are putting on their wives to look in a certain way is the spirit of Jezebel and Delilah, that is influencing men so that they will lose their wives and then they will push other women to them. They will put pressure on their wives to try to look like others so that they will lose their wives. And then, so the devil wants to destroy men. The devil wants to destroy men. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I owe you an offering for this revelation. Nobody should fall for this. I'm telling you, nobody. I'm going to address this when I return very hard. Nobody should fall for this because this thing gives me too much pressure. They give me too much pressure. You don't know the pressure under which I am. I can tell you some things. Ah. When members are free and they are happy, the pastor is also free and happy. But when the members are going through a situation, you think you, the pastor, you are also free. You are not. You are not. Because it is the same people. They are taking care of you. And if they are using the money for hospital and all that, what should they use to take care of you? Yes, you are taking care of me. God is taking care of me through you. That's why he said, don't work. Do this thing full time. And as you take care of me, then he's blessing you. That's how God established it. Yes, not every pastor should work. Yes, some should go full time. Yes, so that he will use you. That is why we need you to live. Let's continue to thank the Lord right now. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the
covenant.
I thank you for making me your covenant child. 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 Your covenant child.
Your covenant child.
Rakatakabayakatakabayakata.
Making me your covenant
child.
I thank you for making me your covenant child. Lord, I'm grateful. Father, that you have made me your covenant child, and that you are in covenant with me. Yes, you are the covenant keeping God. Covenant keeping God. We thank you for the eternal covenant. Amen.
Listen to me. It is because of the eternal covenant. That is why God is so close to you. Look, God will never separate himself from you, even when you make a mistake. God is with you in that mistake. When you read Revelation chapter 11, verse 19, you see, I don't want to break, but the Holy Spirit will bring this. Today is the last day for 1 month time before we will gather again. But the 11th hour, yes, today, and then we will continue with 100 days till the 12th. This is the last week. Revelation 11, the Holy Spirit says, I should open to Revelation 11, 19. Okay, I've opened. What does it say? It says, then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the ark of his covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a great hailstone. Do you know when we say ark of the covenant? Do you know the meaning? It is because of the covenant that God made with Abraham. That was why the ark of God always traveled with them. And the ark of God represents the presence of God. So it is the covenant that maintains the presence of God with us. That's why he said, even when you pass through the waters and the rivers and the fire, I am with you. God will never separate himself because of the covenant. It is a covenant that keeps God closer to you. So, beloved, you are closer. God is closer to you. But please, be conscious of this. Be conscious of the covenant. I am telling you, your consciousness of the covenant will bring you daily victory. Amen. And because God is not just with you, he's with you to deliver you. Amen. He's with you to break through for you. Amen. He's with you to counsel you. Yes, he's with you to instruct you. He's with you to direct you. He's with you to show you his will and his mind. Say, Lord,
I thank you for making me a child of the eternal covenant.
Say,
I declare
that the covenant
is with me.
The covenant is with me. God's covenant is keeping me. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
By the power of the eternal covenant.
My miracle is delivered. My testimony is delivered. God's promises are delivered. They are delivered. In Jesus' mighty name. The Holy Spirit just said this to me. Somebody should write it. It is the covenant that delivers your testimony.
Hallelujah.
The covenant cooks and delivers your testimony.
Amen.
My God. The covenant cooks and delivers your testimony.
Amen.
The covenant cooks and delivers your testimony.
Amen.
The covenant cooks and delivers your testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
The covenant cooks and delivers your testimony.
Amen.
Say the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let the covenant.
Deliver my testimony
deliver
now.
My testimony now.
Deliver my testimony now.
Deliver my testimony
deliver
now.
My testimony now.
Deliver my testimony
deliver that
now.
Testimony now.
Deliver that testimony
deliver
now.
That testimony now.
Yes,
Lord. Deliver that testimony
deliver
now.
That testimony.
Deliver that testimony
deliver
now.
That testimony
let the covenant deliver that testimony now.
Let the covenant deliver that testimony now.
Let the covenant deliver
my testimony now.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver my testimony now.
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 Deliver, deliver,
deliver, deliver, deliver, deliver, deliver.
My testimony now. Let the covenant deliver my testimony now. Let the covenant deliver my testimony now. My Father in heaven, let the covenant deliver my testimony now. In the name of Jesus Christ,
let the covenant deliver my testimony now.
Let the eternal covenant deliver.
Let the eternal covenant deliver right now.
The everlasting covenant.
Yes,
Lord.
No power can stop it.
Let him deliver the testimony now.
No witch can stop it.
Let the covenant deliver my testimony now.
No stop it.
Yes, Lord.
No ancestral power can stop it.
No power can stop it.
Let the eternal covenant.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver, deliver,
pa,
deliver,
rakata.
Deliver,
yes,
deliver,
Lord.
Deliver,
no
deliver, deliver, deliver.
Stop it.
No witch,
no
can,
witch
stop
can
it.
Stop it.
No wizard can
no
stop
wizard
it.
Can
let
stop
the eternal covenant
let the eternal
deliver
covenant.
My expectation.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver
no
my
wizard.
Expectation.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver my dream.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver my dream.
Pa, pa, pa,
deliver my testimony.
Deliver my dream.
My prophetic
deliver
word.
My
deliver
destiny.
My marriage.
Deliver my
marriage.
Deliver my
husband. Deliver my wife.
Deliver my
childbirth.
Deliver
my promotion.
Deliver my promotion.
Deliver my promotion. Something right now. Holy Spirit, please, I'm just obeying you. The Holy Spirit said, I should read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. After I have read, he will tell me why. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2, 12. What does it say? We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. Holy Spirit, I'm reading again. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. Thank you. Do you know what the Holy Spirit is saying? He said, the issue that I told you, Abrekusu, that you have addressed, is the spirit of the world. Is the spirit of the world that is working through men, carnal men, to put pressure on their wives. That's the spirit of the world. They want to look like people of the world. They are not relying on me to make them what they should be. But they are listening to the word. They are watching things. And they want their wives and their husbands to be like that. The spirit of the world is the spirit of the devil. Holy Spirit, thank you. I owe you an offering. Father, deliver us from the spirit of the world. Let's pray that prayer right now. Father, deliver
Father,
us.
Deliver us.
Deliver us from the
Father,
spirit of the world.
Deliver us from the spirit
deliver
of the world.
From the spirit of the world.
Deliver us from the spirit of the world.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver us from the spirit of the world.
Deliver us. Deliver us.
Deliver
Lord, deliver us.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver us. Deliver us.
Deliver us.
Deliver
us. Deliver us.
Deliver our men.
Deliver
our husbands and
our
wives. Deliver us.
Deliver
us. Lord, deliver us from the spirit of the world.
Deliver
deliver. Father, deliver us, O God, from the spirit of the world. Deliver us from the spirit of the world. Deliver us from the spirit of the world. Deliver our minds. Deliver our emotions. Deliver our souls. Deliver, O God, our mindset. Deliver us, O God. Father, deliver us, O God, from the spirit of the world. Deliver us 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 from the spirit of the world.
Deliver us from the spirit of the world.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Our last declaration. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I address you.
I address you.
You devil.
You devil.
And your agents.
And your agents.
I want you to know.
I want you to know.
You cannot do anything.
You cannot do anything.
About my blessings.
About my blessings.
About my destiny.
About my destiny.
About my dream.
About my dream.
You have no power.
You have no power.
Because of the eternal covenant.
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 I am celebrating.
I am celebrating.
I am celebrating.
I am celebrating now.
I am celebrating now.
I am celebrating now.
I am celebrating now.
I am celebrating
now. My celebration has begun.
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 Yes,
my celebration has begun.
You cannot
stop it.
You cannot stop it.
You cannot stop it.
You cannot stop it.
The eternal covenant.
The eternal covenant
will never allow you.
Never allow you
to stop it.
To stop it.
The eternal covenant.
The eternal covenant
will never allow you.
Never allow you to interfere.
To interfere.
To interfere.
To interfere.
To interfere.
To interfere.
Yes, Lord.
To interfere.
To interfere.
To interfere.
To interfere.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Leave my testimony alone.
Leave my answers
alone.
Leave my testimony alone.
Leave my testimony alone.
Around
leave
alone.
My ten around
leave
alone.
Papa rakata kaba itala basha.
Kaba rakata.
La papa rakata kaba itala basha. La baba rakata kaba itala basha. Raba baba rakata kaba itala basha. Raba baba rakata kaba itala basha. La baba rakata kaba itala basha. La baba rakata kaba itala basha. La baba rakata kaba itala basha. Rababakata kabaya, balakata kaba italabasha, rabababakata kabaya, barakata kaba italabasha katakabaya.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
See, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I thank
help
you.
Me.
Help me
to
understand
the message that you are delivering to
that
me.
You are delivering to
help
me.
Help me
to submit
to your spirit.
To your spirit.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
The next time we meet.
We meet.
My testimony is
my
the next.
Testimony is the
my
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 next.
Testimony is the next.
My testimony is
my
the
testimony
next.
Is the next.
My testimony,
my testimony is the next.
My testimony is the next.
The testimony.
The testimony.
That the eternal covenant,
that the eternal covenant
has already cooked and delivered.
And delivered.
The testimony that the eternal covenant,
that the eternal covenant
has already cooked,
has already cooked
and delivered.
And delivered.
Has already cooked,
has already cooked
and delivered.
And delivered.
Has already cooked,
has already cooked
and delivered.
And delivered.
Is the testimony.
Is the testimony.
I am about to give.
I am about.
I am about to give.
I am about.
I am about to celebrate.
I am about to celebrate.
I am about to celebrate.
I am about to
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank
Lord,
you.
I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I celebrate you. Thank you, Lord.
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 In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
University education is very good. But university education has really corrupted the mind of our children. It has taken their mind off God, even though they are godly, they appear outwardly as the children of God. There are certain mindsets they carry that is destroying them. That is destroying them. May God deliver us.
Amen.
May God deliver us, Lord.
Amen.
Deliver us, Father. Deliver
yes,
us.
Lord,
deliver us. Deliver us.
Yes, Lord.
Why am I so burdened like this? Because of what God is showing me. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. If we don't pray much, the news is not good. Lord, deliver us. Lord, deliver us.
Lord, deliver us.
Lord, please deliver us. Lord, have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
We don't want to cry.
No.
Save us from tears, O God.
Lord.
Please deliver us. Lord, deliver us. Lord, have mercy on us, O God. 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 Have mercy on us, O God.
Have mercy on us.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.